women are the majority in workplace violence incidents. They are, especially in healthcare settings, where they are the caregiver. Those people, unfortunately, are the recipients of a lot of workplace violence, whether it's residents or patients or people coming in off the streets for other things, you know. So unfortunately, that's an issue. And so we're trying to think about, how do we set up workplaces that are safe for all of the people that work there? How do we create cultures where the caregivers in these roles understand that their job is to provide care, but they also to be protected?
Women are underrepresented in safety. Don't believe me? Well, you can believe the American Society of Safety Professionals, which says that women make up only 22% of EHS workers. So with that in mind, listen to my chat with the amazing Allison Short, who is a safety management consultant for an insurance company. She talks about how back in 2016, she connected with a group called Women in Safety Excellence, which wonderfully abbreviates to WISE. We also explore how mentorships are invaluable and how women finally have proper fitting PPE.
Okay, Allison, you are a cheerleader for women in safety.
This is true.
I am so loving this. I'm so excited. And you know, what's so, it's, I seek out women to talk to because, you know, we're the underdog in safety.
Yes.
And just in terms of numbers,
yes,
right?
Yes,
just
numbers the, only.
Just,
yes.
Completely. Yep. Just by numbers. I mean, just looking around this conference, I mean, it's, how, what do you think? Do you think it's like 15% women here? What do you think? What is the number that you have in your head?
In my heart, we're closer to a quarter, maybe more than that.
Okay. Okay.
I think it's growing.
I'll meet you at 17%.
Yeah. Okay. 17.5.
17.5.
Yes. That's where we're at.
We would like to see that increase.
Absolutely.
So what is your passion with women in safety?
Yeah. So the only reason I'm here at this conference right now.
Okay. Tell me.
Is that when I started at ASSP, I kind of thought, okay, this, I have to come do this. I'm a safety person. This is the event that we go to. And I found the Women in Safety Excellence Common Interest Group. And this crew of women was like, hey, come hang out with us. And I was like, there's women here too?
What?
This is a thing.
Where are they?
You know?
Yeah.
So this is back in 2016. And from that day, I started to talk to these women. I saw these pictures of them all together. The WISE committee was all together. And I just thought, how do I get
WISE
to be a part
of
that?
Is that an acronym?
Yes, WISE. Oh. Women in Safety Excellence. Friends.
My favorite thing.
Yes.
We are the
WISE women. We also have WISE guys. So no. we are highly inclusive.
Yes.
And so I just found these women and they invested in me so incredibly much. Aww. I have a mentor that I was her mentee years ago, who I just saw. Shout out to Linnea.
Okay.
And so it's just like,
can we branch off for just a second?
Yes.
But I want to come back.
Yes.
I hope we can come back. Okay.
Yeah.
Mentorship is unbelievably important.
Yep.
I believe. I love women mentoring women, men mentoring men. There's nothing wrong with like crossing that. But I just love when I can have a woman mentor that takes her time to teach me like all the juicy, delicious things that she's learned, because that is just undeniably valuable, right?
Yeah.
And how special that is that you have that. And then you can
mentor. And then you get to do it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we have to kind of lean in though, because we can't just sit around and be like, I want a mentor.
Right. Yeah.
Will someone fire me?
I know.
You know? It doesn't work that way.
No,
you have
doesn't.
To lean into something and then almost like ask, you have to ask for it or, you know, because it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
If you're just sitting on your own space. So I think that that's some encouragement.
Absolutely. And it's
ask for it.
And there's these places you can go. If you're a person that's like, well, someone just please mentor me. Like, oh, we have common interest groups that say, hey, we have a program, apply for it. And then if you just take the little baby step and apply, then you're suddenly in this amazing program. And if you're specific enough in saying, this is what I want, this is where I want to go, maybe you don't really know exactly where, but you can ask the right questions to help get to where you want to go. And then when you invest in that and you get the mentorship, then you're ending up places that you didn't even think were possible.
Absolutely. You know? And what I typically look for in a mentor is I just want what they have.
Yep.
Like if they are the things that make them, that's their magic. Like that matches with me.
Yes.
Then I'm like, okay, I want to link on to you, you know, whether that's, you know, organization or just whatever that thing is, I want what you have.
Right.
Not in like a coveted way.
Because you see that they have some magic.
Yes.
And you're like, I don't know what that is, but I'm attracted to you and I need to somehow, if I'm going to be able to find my own magic and let it kind of show a little bit, you know, like let those sequins kind of come out slightly, then I need to have some investment from those people.
Yes.
And kind of learn, oh, I also have some magic.
Absolutely.
And I also can let that, you know, be my full self in this industry. And I think that's what I get most excited by with Wise is seeing myself, but then also these other women, the younger generation of these awesome chicks doing amazing things, that I get to kind of really obnoxiously point out, hey, you're doing cool stuff. Hey, this magic is here.
And good for you. Yeah. Because, you know, when we get to a certain point, I think that we can trick our minds can say, well, like, what can I teach someone? Or like, I don't know everything.
Right.
And so we have to feel like we've gotten somewhere to be a mentor. And we're all exactly where we're supposed to be. So it's like, you can do that today.
Yes.
And when I am serving another person, mentoring someone else, like I grow exponentially. Yeah. That is typically when my growth skyrockets is when I'm helping another person or mentoring another person.
Yeah.
Because I'm reinforcing that stuff that I'm saying.
Right.
I'm like, that means I have to do it too.
Yes. Yeah. You suddenly go,
dang it.
Oh, I said those words out loud.
Sure did.
I heard them too.
Right.
So keep me accountable.
Right.
You know, but when you were investing in someone else, you're like realizing that you have to also keep yourself accountable to that. So it's pretty incredible.
Absolutely. So what else excites you about that?
Mm.
Like women in safety. First of all, P.S. I'm going to do another little side. Some of the clothes are looking good these days.
The clothes are looking so good.
Because not that long ago, it was like frumpy town.
Oh my gosh.
And like now it's like, because what we wear and what we put on the outside of our bodies creates confidence.
Absolutely.
It creates, we express who we are. And I've been so surprised on how like attractive and like form fitting and everything feels good.
Yes. There is power in knowing one that we have women's properly fitting PPE available.
Yes.
Like you can purchase it
properly fitting.
Yeah. Not just pink. it can be pink if you like.
If you want, but
if
it doesn't
you want
have
it,
to be.
But
like,
it doesn't
let's not
have
put
to
us
be.
In a box with just like pink,
right?
Because we're female,
right?
Like,
right. Yes, the number of like hot pink gloves that I've been handed. And you're like, I'm gonna go work.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go get on a forklift and have these people believe that I am a professional as a person who doesn't really wear pink necessarily because I have a hurdle that I have to jump over to say, no, I'm serious and I need you to respect me. Which is frustrating that I feel that way. Right. And so it's exciting that exactly this year we've got clothing available. Mm. We have options. Oh my God. The number of beautiful steel toe boots in this expo hall right now that I actually want, like I probably need to call my partner and be like, hey, it's like, what's my shoe budget for the steel toes?
Yeah.
You know, because there's a million options. Mm. And most of the really, really cool ones are founded by awesome women who have manufactured and identified a need and said, I'm going to fill this with something that I would want to wear.
And I kind of prefer my butt looking good in pants.
That is fair.
I prefer that.
Yeah.
If I had a choice of just like not and it to look good, I'm going to pick
it to look good. Yes.
Yep. And that is available now.
Yes.
Because like, I just don't want to have frumpy butts.
The pull on waist.
Yeah, gross.
Balloon thing.
No,
boo. Or the pants that have the bit, like your back ends here and there's about a 2-inch gap through the rest of the pants, you know.
And it's just, and then you can move appropriately.
Yep. and you have
feel
the power.
Good. Yes.
You are not afraid that your clothes are going to get in the way of right. your ability to do your job. So that's also powerful. You can focus on, oh, I don't know, the actual work that you're doing.
The actual work. Imagine that. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible.
So what else is changing for women? I mean, I don't know. I think there was a period of time. I don't know. Are we still talking about that there is that nobody listens to us or I mean, I hate the victim mode. I don't super love to stay in that space.
Yep.
So it's a tough one for me to be like, oh, we're so mistreated. But are we still talking about that?
Well, I think that there is an angle of women are the majority in workplace violence incidents. They are, especially in healthcare settings, where they are the caregiver. Those people, unfortunately, are the recipients of a lot of workplace violence, whether it's residents or patients or people coming in off the streets for other things, you know. So unfortunately, that's an issue. And so we're trying to think about, how do we set up workplaces that are safe for all of the people that work there? How right. do we create cultures where the caregivers in these roles understand that their job is to provide care, but they also to be protected.
Yes.
And they're also to have the same safety and the same security as everybody else in the workplace. So how do we ensure that we have cultures that are aware of these exposures for women who are putting up those specific barriers and stop guards and ergonomic protections
yes.
and different lifting devices and things that will allow people to be as safe as possible. And, you know, give some training, thinking about like dementia care for people who are sometimes violent, without intention, you know?
Sure.
And so we've got these exposures that women are usually the recipients of. And so how do we ensure that we're protecting them?
You know, I've never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Cause you know, our niche is really manufacturing. So like, you know, thank you for that. Cause
absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. We've got a lot of healthcare exposures and, you know, hospitality exposures, retail as well. So really thinking through where are our people and how do we make sure they're protected in the same way that we would protect anyone else? So
what's next for you?
Next for me. Well, immediately next is our Wise Fashion
Show. She's hard to get a hold of. Is it really?
It really is.
I'm so excited.
In the expo hall, it's going to get really loud in here.
I'm really looking forward to that.
It's
I think
gonna
this
be
is going to be really empowering.
Yes.
It's really empowering.
It is the most empowering, exciting thing to be a part of. I love it. I'm like screaming in the background.
Yes.
You'll hear me.
Oh, I love
all the women. We've got FR rated everything. There may be some FR undergarments specifically designed for women that may be on display by some of our amazing models.
Yes.
It's pretty incredible. It's incredible that ASSP has taken the initiative to put it on the Expo 4 to give us that exposure. So it's exciting.
Good for you. Okay. Yeah. So before we go, you have a podcast.
I do have a podcast.
Obviously. Where can people find you?
Where can people find me? So my podcast is the Safety Justice League. It's on
all
the platforms.
So are you like an Avenger person? Or like,
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I don't.
Here's the thing. The Justice League is DC. I would like to be a Marvel.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't know.
Captain
I don't. Did
Marvel.
I say it wrong?
It's okay. No, you
I
did. Good. Captain Marvel is like my jam. Brie Larson.
Okay.
If I had to pick one, that's
so
who I'm going to pick.
DC is Marvel. And who?
DC is the Justice League. You know, so I'm going rogue and I'm saying I would like to be Captain Marvel that's over
got
here.
Got it.
You know?
Okay, I'm with you.
So we're just going to get it. That's for the nerds that are listening.
Is there like a superhero that I match?
Ooh. For sure. You could be a Black Widow for sure.
What that means.
I think it's good. Okay. Scarlett Johansson. You got
her. Oh, totally. Yeah. I'm into that. Oh, and she's, that's special. I like that. Okay. So, and they can find you at Justice League at the podcast.
Yes, the Safety Justice League, wherever podcasts are, Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
that makes
all
so much
things.
Sense for you. Absolutely. Because you're just like breaking all the barriers and like breaking all the rules, which I love.
Yeah.
I mean, like, but safely.
Yes, safely.
Obviously.
Responsibly for the most part.
Absolutely. So good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thank you for joining us on the Safety Storytellers Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Sospis, bringing you the best EHS software in the industry. If you are ready to learn more about how an EHS software can transform your safety program, your profits, and your entire company, head to www.sospes.com/podcast. That's www.sospes.com/podcast. We will see you next time on the Safety Storytellers.